We'll get through this together. 104.5 The Zone.
Great show, pal, by the Tennessee Lottery. We're joined now by former Tennessee Vols receiver and noted gardener, Jason Swain, at Swain Event. So you're breaking it down, man. You're telling us
noted just gardener.
Remarkable gardening techniques. So everybody has tomatoes and stuff. What is the weirdest thing? Because people who have a big garden always have some weird thing in there. What's the weirdest thing in your garden?
Probably the most weird thing. Golly, I can't. Well, I'm having trouble growing cilantro right now. It's kind of weird. I guess.
Why are you growing cilantro anyway? Like, how often are you really going to use cilantro? What do you use it to cook with? I mean, I don't cook, so yeah. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, like salsa or pico de gallo or anything Tex-Mex. Absolutely. You got to have some cilantro all day.
Really? See, I just look at that and I'm like, that's a waste. Like, grow tomatoes and cucumbers and carrots and stuff you're going to eat.
No. You gotta have the cilantro. Anytime you're having Tex-Mex, you got to have cilantro. No doubt about it.
Do you think Cayman Marley eats a lot of cilantro? Because he's the latest in a long line of guys who are committing to the Tennessee Vols.
I think he's eating a lot of steak and potatoes because he looks like a grown man.
And
grown A-man. I'm going to slip and say the real thing. But a grown man, I mean, you look at his film, and I mean, he looks like a man amongst boys. And, you know, he's 6'2", 215, 220. Playing safety, playing linebacker, playing receiver, outrunning everyone. You pair him up with Jeremy Pruitt and Coach Ansley, and we may be talking about a future all-conference player. I mean, he's a really, really good one. And, you know, with this commitment, no one knew that he was going to commit. I mean, others, we kind of got an idea. And there was an announcement date, and everyone kind of got their bodies ready to celebrate. But this one is kind of, you know, surprise, it caught us off guard. So I like those. I like those every once in a while. Those are fun, too.
And a couple of days ago, a tight end, Miles Campbell, commits to the Vols. So let's talk a little bit about this guy.
Oh, I love him. I mean, tremendous upside. He's a guy that continues to grow, but his speed stays the same. He's a 4.6 guy. And
he's a big kid, right?
Yeah, he's 6'3", 6'4". Again, he's growing. He's getting bigger. But his speed is 6'4", 6'6". And you know, you look at Jim Chaney and his history with tight ends. The last time he was here, he had Michael Rivera, and Michael Rivera was a potent pass catcher. And so that's kind of been a missing piece, you know, for Tennessee the last 2 years. And so they're recruiting a more athletic tight end. Of course, you want to be able to block and do those things, but when it's time to make big plays, you want to have not only receivers can do that or running backs, but you want tight ends to be able to do that too, because you look at the NFL, and I mean, you're seeing 2-3 different tight ends on a single roster who can all make big plays. It just creates so many matchup problems for opposing defenses.
Jason Swain, our guest. So who's next? You know, you mentioned a surprise with Cayman Marley. Who's next? Who's the next guy?
I don't know, man. I wish I had a magic eight ball or something, you know, and can tell you. I know you have, you know, the different sites to have the crystal ball or a forecast and all those things. And, you know, some kids like to play into that and don't mind their commitment kind of being leaked or people knowing where they're going to go. And some guys like to keep it close to the vest and, you know, not let anybody know. And so that was certainly the case with our last commitment. It may be the case with our next commitment, to be honest, but, you know, different strokes for different folks. Some people like to, you know, some people like that attention, and some guys don't.
Yeah.
So speaking of attention and recruiting, there was an article in The Athletic about South Carolina and their recruitment of Jordan Burch and the recruiting weekend that cost $30,000 for his official visit. That's what Tennessee spent on your recruiting weekend, your official visit too, back in the day, right? About $30,000?
Really? I you know what? I would rather just take the $30,000 put in my pocket. That
it doesn't work that way, Swain.
I wish it worked that way. To be honest, but yeah, I mean, I guess that's what you have to do now. You gotta spend all this money in recruiting with plane flights, and you know, I've seen articles where SEC schools have spent, you know, $1 million, $2 million in the season of recruiting. And it's just, you know, just kind of crazy to think about. But, you know, when you think about it for South Carolina, a guy like that, the last time they had, you know, a five-star defensive player or offensive lineman, I mean, it was Jadeveon Clowney. And yeah. I think he was worth every cent of $30,000 that they invested in him, you know. I'm pretty sure he made the university a ton of money.
$20,000.
6'4", 275-pound, five-star defensive end. That might be worth it, huh?
Absolutely.
And $20,000 on two dinners. $20,000. I want to be at a dinner
two
like
dinners.
That. Two dinners. One was $11,000 and change, and the other one was like $8,000 and change.
Who was
two
cooking?
Dinners.
Who was cooking? Bobby Flay?
Ruth
Chris. Yeah. Ruth, Mama Ruth was cooking.
Was it Ruth Chris herself or himself, or was it just at Ruth Chris?
Maybe it was actual Ruth and Chris. I don't know.
Like Bobby Flay and Emerald, they're cooking like private chefs or something. My goodness.
Yeah, I want to go to a dinner like that.
But you point this out too. This Tennessee staff is getting all of these commitments in a time where no visits are happening, where no, you know, in-person conversations are happening. This is all done over phone and Zoom.
I mean, it's about relationships. You know, for me, I didn't pick a school because of facilities. You know, I didn't feel, oh, man, look at this carpet. Look at this. You know, I didn't care about all that. I just want to know, can these group of coaches help me get to where I want to be? And were they telling me the truth? And could I trust them? And that was the biggest thing for me in my recruitment. It wasn't about who had the nicest building, who had the fanciest team room. I didn't care about that stuff. It was, here's my goals. Can you help me get there? And I have to weed through the fluff and see what coaching staff is lying and who's not telling the truth. And that's how I picked Tennessee. So, you know, I thought it was really cool because a guy like Kamar Wilcoxon, you know, he's very vocal about, you know, his love for Tennessee, and He speaks about how the coaching staff is transparent, and some of the same things that he hears those coaches tell other people, they're telling him, and the stories are matching up. And that's what it's about. I mean, so I'm not surprised that Tennessee is getting commitments even with guys not really going to the school.
Jason Swain, our guest, at Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com. On the way out, we got about a minute left. Okay. You tweeted a video of Brent Schaefer. And that Tennessee uniform, the one that Condridge Holloway wore, that then they flashed forward and they wore it. Why did that uniform die? And it made me kind of happy and sad because I remember Brent Schaefer, and you said, here's a freshman starting in the SEC. And we all know how it ultimately ended for him. But it was a heck of a nostalgic video for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, Brent Schaefer was the first black quarterback to start as a true freshman in the SEC. That was in 2004. And I remember that. That was significant. Him and Eric Ainge split reps, but he got the first snaps to break that, you know, to kind of break that record. And so the reason why we didn't continue to wear those uniforms is how I heard it from Mike Hamilton and people, is that the shoulder pads were orange, the jerseys were white, and so I guess it was kind of confusing about a home and an away uniform. Back then, the rules were silly. You had to wear all gray gloves so referees can be able to tell who's holding or not. How about you do your job and wear some glasses and see? But now you can wear different color gloves. You know, you see now where teams have white or red or black depending on their team colors, team uniform. So it was a silly reason. I think they should bring it back. That would be awesome.
No doubt. I know there's supposed to talk maybe about wearing black uniforms again or smoky gray. That Condridge Holloway look, that's my all-time favorite Tennessee look. I think that's an incredibly cool uniform.
Yeah, I love it too, man. I wish I would have stole that uniform because they charge you $100 for jerseys that you keep. And right. I think that would have been totally worth $100 to have today, you know, hung up somewhere in my office. That would have been really, really cool. Totally worth it.
Somewhere in the bowels of the equipment room, man. Maybe that rascal's floating around somewhere.
Yep.
Just go down there and talk sweet to somebody. I bet they'll give it to you. Take them some dead-end barbecue. Swain, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
See y'all. Y'all have a good weekend.